Great news this morning. We'd like to talk about the successes of our area athletic teams, both on the court and on the field. But also when we have an opportunity to talk about something like this, we like to do that. And we're talking about some academic success of some of our high school sports and our sports athletes. Joining us this morning is Negaunee High School and Negaunee Sports Athletic Director and Assistant Principal Andrew Brunette. Good morning, sir. Welcome again.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Always good to see you, Andrew.
And
thank you.
You've got some really great news that you want to make sure the people in the community know about. Tell us what's happening.
Well, you know, we're kind of in the middle of our, right in the middle of our winter sports season here, and lots of things going on, but we had some exciting news recently about our fall sports teams. We found out that both of our boys and girls cross country teams were recently named academic all state, which is, you know, always nice to see the kids doing very well in the classroom. Our girls cross country had an overall grade point average of 3.569. The boys had a grade point average of 3.660. So,
wow.
You know, that it's good, a testament to the hard work of the kids. And I think also just kudos go out to our teaching staff as well for the job that they do working with our students and preparing them, I guess, for things outside of the athletic arena.
Well, it's really a challenge. I mean, when you look at the time it takes to go to school in the first place and to do well in school, then to also excel athletically at the same time and all of the work and the commitment to that, I mean, it's a credit to all involved.
It is, you know, and the kids, you know, they've got a busy schedule as far as practices and you know, they'll get done with practice at 5:30 and go home and they'll still have homework and things to do. But, you know, certainly got a lot of supportive parents and things as well that are really, you know, help those kids along the way. And so it's great, you know, and in addition to the cross country team, we also found out recently talking to Coach Paul Jacobson that our varsity boys football team also had a team grade point average of 3.71, and that earned them a fifth place ranking in the entire state for Division VI football teams. So they were honorable mention academic all state. So, you know, very successful season.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, very successful season, of course, on the football field for the boys this year, but they kind of carried that over to the classroom as well. And so I think it kind of showed, too, when you see some of the kids out there on the field and some of the decisions they make, you can tell there's some pretty heady kids and pretty bright kids out there playing for us.
One of the things that gets me is you said a 3.71 for a team. And that gets honorable mention. So it means you know, all these kids out there playing high school sports are some sharp, good, smart kids.
Yeah, you know, I think in the past, or, you know, there's kind of the stereotypical, you know, athletes aren't always necessarily maybe the best students, or you see professional athletes sometimes have that reputation. But, you know, that we certainly buck that trend, I think, at Negaunee High School. Our student athletes really, they live up to that title of student athlete, and they do tremendously well in the classroom overall.
Well, I would tend to think also, and I know, Mike, you can agree with this, that, you know, you've got not only learning classes and things like that, but when you're talking about football in particular, you're learning a new language of plays and strategies and everything like that, that you can communicate those on the field and all of that. I mean, this is really a credit, I think, to the students and how hard they work, but also your teachers that you have working with them.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I think that's a credit, you know, to our school, and I'm really proud of, is our teachers do a great job building relationships with the kids. And you know, you see the teachers talking with students before school, after school, in between classes, and always kind of going the extra mile to help kids out where they can. And yeah, it seems to really pay off and show. And we've got exam week coming up this week, so we'll see how that goes as well. So it's always an interesting week.
Andrew, what does it take for an athlete to organize their time to be able to accomplish this?
You know, it's, I guess there's a lot to it. I mean, practice schedules sometimes vary too, especially here in the winter, you know, when we've got a lot of sports going on and gym time is so precious and so forth. But, you know, we start school at 7:40 in the morning. I mean, those kids are there, you know, at 7 typically, bright and early. And their day goes, like you say, with practices sometimes until, you know, 5, 6 o'clock at night, and then they still get homework. Some of them work and have jobs outside of school. So there's a lot on their plate, and to see them, you know, continue to be successful and really excel both in the classroom and on the athletic fields and in the gymnasiums, just a credit, I guess, to the young people and the jobs that they do.